Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Beto is in today for Sedano. I'm watching Philadelphia play in Miami right now in the NBA playoffs. That's where Sedano is. But here's Laura at UNEEQ underscore with What We Need to Know.
All right, so I actually had like two or three What You Need to Knows to pick from, but I really wanted to give a shout out to Bad Bunny because I talked about how he did a really cool marketing thing for his album and his album dropped. And a lot of people have a lot to say about it. I actually really like it. The song that he played when you called that number and it played like a little snippet. It's called Un Ratito, which is probably my favorite song just because I did the calling.
Just
and all
a little
that.
Bit?
Just a little bit, you know?
All right.
Pero a lot of people are saying they're not really feeling the album. They're like, it's aight. Like, I don't know if I agree with that, but it is on Apple Music.
People are going to complain no matter what.
That's true. But, you know, because they were really anticipating the album. So they had, like, such high expectations for it, and they're like, it's I like it. I dig it. So, if
so
you guys
let me just make
out.
Sure I understand this correctly.
I can't believe you're doing this to Cap, man. He has no clue what you're talking about.
A lot of people are not feeling the Bad Bunny album, and that they're claiming that the album is, and I quote, I.
Yes.
It's not great.
It's the people who are going to throw shade no matter what, Cap.
It's not bomb.
What it is. And then what's going to happen in a couple months when they're... As Alex Toussaint and the Club Bangers are out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this is the Bad Bunny song I love. And then all of a sudden, it's like, as soon as it becomes trendy, they're like, there it is. Because as soon as it comes out, people are going to hate no matter what whenever it's like, oh, it wasn't as good as last time. And I haven't even heard anything. But I do know he has one song called Yo No Soy Celoso. I'm Not Jealous.
Yes.
So I don't know what that song is about. All I know is it was mentioned in our group chat, and I left it alone, man. So I'm Not Jealous is a song that he has out there. I got to go listen to that. But so Bad Bunny has a new album. And you know this, Cap, just like you. Once you get big and famous, everything you do, there's going to be people saying, it's not as good as it used to be. It's not as that. They're going to have that wah, 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 wah all the time, man.
You know what I say, Beto? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I say don't hate, celebrate. That's right. That's what I say.
You know who's on the album?
And, you don't like that?
I mean,
you don't like that phrase, don't hate, celebrate?
15 years ago?
15 years ago.
Dude,
it's still applicable today.
Do you remember who Tony Dice is?
No.
Tony Dice?
Tony Dice. It was an artist that came out, did like a few little songs, and then dipped out.
I'm not good with music.
That's crazy.
Well, I do know one thing, that a lot of what Bad Bunny did, he didn't go with any of the mainstream people. So he put a lot of his Puerto Ricans on. So that's cool if you're a Boricua, if you want to yell huepa. So, yeah, I love that you're doing this to Cap. Like, he has no clue what's going on.
What are you talking about? Let me tell you how much I've learned about Bad Bunny, dude.
Okay, what you got?
So, first of all, I didn't know that Bad Bunny was on those Corona commercials with Snoop Diggity Dog.
I mean, you don't know what he looks like.
Well, right. And so I just thought it was like a character name or something. Like, what's up, my Bad Bunny? Because I thought Snoop just came up with something cool, like to call somebody like nephew
exactly.
or cousin or something like that. Like, what's up, Bad Bunny? And I didn't realize that he was talking to a dude named Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
I have subsequently found out that Snoop is actually talking to the Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
And so now I know that Bad Bunny is a recording artist, and he's a big, popular, famous guy.
Yeah, he's only 28, man. Right. Young dude.
Big star.
Yeah,
you know?
But he puts it on for Puerto Rico, man. Hey, but you know what his real name is, right?
No, what is it?
Laura.
I actually said this the other day, Benito.
I heard you say it to him.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Benito.
There's
Benito?
No way you could forget this name.
Benito, yeah.
Benito?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember Daddy Yankee's real
name? No, she don't remember Daddy Yankee's. Benito.
Daddy Yankee.
Benito Santiago? Come on.
Right? Yeah. Of course.
Number 09, used to throw everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
Benny was the man, the Padres catcher. Benito Santiago?
See?
Last the guy. So remember, Bad Bunny is Benito Santiago. There you go.
All right. So, but his last name is not really Santiago,
No.
But then I'm going to say it, and then everybody's going to think I'm dumb.
No, just say Benito. That wouldn't be like, hey, do you know his real name? Yeah, Benito. Like,
okay,
Benito, like Benito Santiago.
Like Ramon.
Oh, don't, what? Just, we
yes,
gotta be.
Daddy. He knows, I told him.
Like Hector?
Who's Hector?
I don't know, I mean, who's
Hectorito?
Ramon?
Hectorito?
See, Laura, you gotta like you remember you're going too micro with Cap. You gotta keep it broadcasting.
I'm sorry,
man.
My Mexican comes out.
But it's, we're talking about Puerto Rican. No, Cap, you're good, man. You know Bad Bunny. Don't do this to him, man.
Okay,
You know what you're doing to him, and it's not fair to Cap. It's like when Cap is talking about Kojak and all these old movies or TV shows, and you guys are like, what are you talking about? It's the exact same thing that you're doing to him.
But at least
thanks,
our audience
Benno.
Gets
it's so
it.
Nice to have you here.
No, man. Because it's not
here.
Fair to Cap. He's
it's wonderful to have
he's
him
He's an
here.
Older white guy who doesn't
well, I don't
know
about older.
This. Yeah,
I
you're
mean,
older.
White. I mean, white, maybe.
Okay,
you're
okay.
Not older.
All right, you're a Caucasian guy. You know, and you're this isn't what you're listening to. You're not in the mix with this, and neither am I, really. I mean, I hear a couple songs, but I'm not listening to the whole album. So it's not fair for you guys to say, come on, Cap, you got to know who it is. Do you know Bob Seger?
I'm not going to say.
Do you know the Silver Bullet Band?
I'm not going to say
when are you playing? Are you playing some Fogerty?
I'm just saying.
Who does Fogerty play for?
I'm just saying.
You guys got to be.
Okay, y'all said what you need to know. What you need to know is that the album dropped. That's all you went off.
That's
crazy.
All you had to do, but leave Cap alone.
You know
leave Cap alone.
You're the one
leave
that
Cap alone. He's an effing star. Leave
dude.
Cap alone.
Oh, man. I like Beto being on the show.
Dude, it's a star-driven town.
It's a star-driven town.
You're the one that went hella microman, like micro in there.
Well, you call them Ramon.
No, Ramon is Daddy Yankee. No. Benito
oh,
is Bad
Ramon
Bunny.
Is Daddy Yankee. I didn't know that.
Well, you, got him saying, Yankee. You got him saying Yankee like he's on a Yonkee. Man.
Yonkee.
Come on.
Daddy Yankee.
Dude, imagine Cap at a Bad Bunny concert. He's coming to Forum.
No. Los Bookies. At a Los Bookies concert.
What did you just say?
I said Los Bookies.
How do you know this?
Dude, I got a Los Bookies jacket.
No. He doesn't.
You borrowed one.
He borrowed the jacket.
Hey, Los Bookies are coming back out in September, man.
I know, but I'm not going to the Coliseum. I don't do major stadium shows now.
Yeah, like you're going to Los Bookies. Hey, Sedano's on TV right now. What up, Jorge? That's good. Good thing to know. Yeah, Bad Bunny new album. All right.
Yeah, his new song, Yo No Soy Celoso.
Celoso. There you go. I'm not jealous.
That's right. Not me.
Not you, Cap. You're secure, bro.
Yeah. Hey, what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All
so
right.
Secure, huh, that you guys share tracking information with Rachel.
Leap, man. I had to.
Let me tell you something.
He is secure because he can do that.
Uh-huh, Laura, uh-huh. I'm going to tell you a story. Uh-huh. Okay. Totally true story.
Okay.
This afternoon, I ran into two 710 ESPN radio listeners, married couple, Don and Lori Benson. Okay. And they came up to me and they're like, dude, we were listening last week, by the way, not live on the radio, on the app, on the podcast, on the ESPN LA app. Everybody's downloading it. Everybody in the world is downloading this app. So they come up to me and they're like, dude, you were talking about this whole situation with sharing locations. We also share locations because we totally trust one another. She can always know where I'm at. I can always know where she's at. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, man, you do whatever you want.
Or wait a second.
Cap,
let me say
I'm
that again.
I'm about to eat my words. But
blase, blase is what I meant to say. Mm. I'm telling you right now, a lot of people share locations.
Like I said, I had a conversation with somebody.
Let them.
You know?
Let them do whatever you want.
Like, I get it.
Give me a location at the Derby. That's what I need.
All right, let's talk about the Kentucky Derby.
I need to make some money.
All right, have you looked at the field at all?
I was looking at it a little bit, and then we got a listener who sent me some recommendations. He said
really?
He's a handicapper. Yeah.
What's he saying?
Where's he at? Running. Bet horses by Jordans. He said he put 35 hours of work into the Derby this week. So he's a handicapper. He's been going since 5. So he gave me some names, man.
Okay. Can you share with us what
he's giving? Okay. So if you want to do this right now. Bet horses by Jordan. So he said our trifecta is going to be Taiba, T-A-I-B-A.
Okay.
You know, that's the one that Bob Baffert's involved with.
Well,
he's not going to be there.
Let me talk about this for one quick second. Yep. So Baffert, anybody who's into horse racing will know the name. For those of you who don't know the name, it's not important. He's the most famous guy in horse racing. He's got the white hair, the blue jacket,
and
the white shirt.
Suspended.
And he's suspended right now because of what happened with the horse that he won the Kentucky Derby with a year ago. He's got two horses in the race, and the two horses are now being trained by this name, Tim Yachtin. So anybody who's watching the Derby.
Yep.
Anybody who's going to be watching the Derby this weekend, just know this. Tim Yachtin is essentially Bob Baffert's proxy. And Beto, I always have a philosophy when betting any horses, any race that Bob Baffert has multiple horses in, always bet the longer of the two.
Yeah.
So Messier is one of them.
That's the
one.
Other pick that he gave us, Messier.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he gave us Messier and Taiba, I believe that's how you say
okay,
your name.
Okay, so Taiba is 12-1.
Yep.
It's a Baffert horse. And the jockey, I always like to bet jockeys also. The jockey is Mike Smith.
Oh, I like Mike Smith.
Who is a Triple Crown winning jockey, and he's one of the best jockeys in the history of the sport. And so a Baffert-Smith combination is a that's something at 12-1. You got to bet on that.
Yeah, you got to do that one. So that's okay. Bet Horses by Jordan. That's from his account. But yeah, I'm just looking, like, where do I go, Cap? What do I do?
I bet, like I said, I bet jockeys, and I bet sometimes just on a derby because there's 20 horses and it's such a huge field.
Yep.
I bet names. So there's
The names. All right.
There's a couple names here I really liked. White Abarrio.
Yes. All right. I'm right there with you. What did I say yesterday? Always bet the gray horse. So there's three gray horses in the derby, but this one pays homage to his name. So White Abarrio. I like that one. That's the kind you want to put into your mix if you're going to put them in your exotics.
You said White Abarrio, and I said White Abarrio.
Yeah, same thing.
I tried, man. I was trying.
No, you're
really
good. You're good, bro. You're always good with me.
Here's another one I like. Tis the Bomb. And you know why I like this one?
I like that one.
Because I like to say that things are bomb AF.
Oh, no.
So
now
Tis the Bomb.
Like
you don't like the horse anymore?
No, man. Okay. All right. Tis the Bomb is good. There you go. Okay.
I will play Messier because of the whole Baffert connection and an homage to Mark Messier, one of the all-time great NHL players.
Yep.
And that's kind of what I'm thinking here. Do you have how this guy is going to bet it, this bet by Jordan guy?
No, he just said bet him there in your two. Here's my two best bets going against the favorite. That's him going against the favorite.
Is he giving you exactas? Is he giving you
trifectas? No, just those two. You know, he said, what was here?
Just the two Baffert horses or the horses he likes in the Derby?
Yeah, he said there's a Japanese horse crown pride. He's a monster. Let's see here. He already says Tis the Bomb isn't used to that surface. He only runs synthetic. Stay away from that horse.
Okay, stay away from Tis the Bomb. Okay, natural surface.
Yeah,
okay.
So there you go. And he also said if you're going to put him in, it looks like a blistering pace, so look for Barber Road and Smile Happy to put in your supers. So there you go. But it might be raining too tomorrow, so you never know. One of those long shots. I'm watching the Derby. I've always wanted to go because, like I said, I grew up going to the track with my dad, Santa Anita, Los Alamitos, Hollywood Park. And I would watch the Derby there with them. But then I got into boxing, could never go because it was either I'm working a fight in Vegas or I'm working Laker playoff game. So I was never able to go to the Derby. But that's one of the things I have to go. My dad just turned 80. So eventually I'm going to take him. We're going to go. We're going to do it right. Go to the Oaks on Friday. Check out the Derby. Then do it right, man. I got
to
go.
Have you ever gone to the Breeders' Cup at Santa Anita?
Oh, absolutely. I went there when I was a little kid. Yeah, I've been to the Breeders' Cup a couple times.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, the Derby is a whole different level. I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I do. But when Santa Anita or Del Mar hosts the Breeders' Cup, I mean, it is world class. All right, Beto, stand with us here now because we got a lot more we still want to get to coming up, okay? Plus Big Deal or No Deal, and I still haven't heard the sounder for the Mandy Awards, and we still haven't given away our tickets to the sold-out Mandy Awards, so make sure you stay tuned. But coming up, guys, can we all talk about what we're doing for Mother's Day? Because I need some suggestions. Stay with us. Beto's in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Girls.
Cap's girls. Wheelhouse right here.
Oh yeah,
right here. Pit Panthers.
Yeah, love the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, for sure. What kind of hair did you have in college, Cap? Do you have the mullet or you have the spikes?
Couple different haircuts along the way.
Cause you're a kicker. You're different, man.
Yeah, I rocked a mullet for a little while.
Of course.
Yep. Then I did the spiky top thing. Then I did the high and tight deal.
Ooh, high and tight flat top, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
High and tight.
Gotta see that.
You know, you always had dudes in the dorms that could cut your hair, you know?
Well, they would cut your hair, but I want to say they could.
Right. That's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah. They were just the guy on the team that had the clippers.
Yeah, the clippers. Exactly. I could do it, man. Let me put a line. Hey, did you have, like, the two lines on the side?
No, I never had that. I didn't have that.
Oh, man.
Did you have that?
No, not me. That was before my time, but I could see you doing it.
Yeah, I should have rocked that.
Yeah, you could pull that off.
Hey, Beto, you know, we've got a winner right now for our Mandy Award tickets.
Okay, so what do they win?
Okay, they win tickets to the sold-out Mandy's.
They get two or just one?
Two. But you have to understand, like, my girlfriend said to me, she goes, oh, is this award show? She goes, what is it going to be, like, 100, 200 people, like, in a comedy club? I'm like, No, babe. This is going to be like...
Wait, is she going?
Yeah, of course she's going.
Oh.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
No.
Yeah. I had to explain to her, I'm like, no. Sold out at 1,000 people. We sold it out in a matter of minutes, and we could have sold 10,000 if we wanted to, but we wanted it to be really intimate. And
that's a cool ballroom. It's really nice.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. And now, Jose Rivera from Reseda is coming to the Mandy's on June 24th. Jose, are you there, man?
Yeah, yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here. How, what's it going?
What's going on, dude?
All right, so listen, so I had already got tickets to the Mandy's, but I had only got tickets for myself, so I got myself a ticket. So this whole time that you guys were saying you guys were going to give out tickets, I was like, I got to get one, because my girlfriend wants to come. So now I got tickets, so now we're both coming.
So now you got three.
Yeah, you got three tickets. What do you do with the other one?
So I have an extra one. So Cap
needs it for Manuel.
Yeah, hey, I need a ticket for Manuel.
Gardena,
yo, can I have that ticket? Let me hook it up. Let me have that ticket.
Well, he needs reservations at the Palm tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, on Mother's Day, 10:30 in the morning.
Juan, I mean, Jose, I think if you play your cards right, you could definitely work something out here with Cap.
Listening to the show yesterday, I think I have collateral on Cap now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Hey, Juan, for real, you want your girlfriend to go?
It's Jose.
Oh, is it Jose?
Well, his caller ID says Juan, so that's why we keep calling him.
It's Juan Jose. Hey, JJ. All right, you want? Do you want your girlfriend to go?
I do, yeah. Well, why?
Because if you could trade two to Cap, you know, the price goes up. And your girlfriend doesn't know that you won yet, right? So you could trade.
Yeah,
so
right.
You could give two.
Oh, hell. Come on, man.
You know how much you could get out of Cap if you have two tickets? Because he's making profits.
Do you and your girlfriend or wife, do you guys need, like, reservations at a fancy restaurant on Mother's Day at 10:30 for an odd number of people and we haven't spoken in a long time? I mean, do you need anything that I can do to help you, Jose?
Only if I can hit you up next year about the same thing, and then you get it back to
me. Oh. Oh.
That's good listening right there,
that's
buddy.
Good, man.
That is really good listening. So, Jose, you now have a pair of tickets for you and your lady, but you also have a single. So what do you think you're going to do? You're going to bring three people? What are you going to do? You're going to try and stand out front and scalp? What are you going to do?
You know what? I think I'm going to use a circle of trust and see who's up for that ticket.
Oh,
that's
sweet.
And Cap is making a new account right now.
Yeah.
Alan, do you want to work? We bet too.
I'm Jose, a commentator on the circle of trust. JR, if you guys want to.
Oh, JR 128, yeah. Whatever. All right, there you go.
No, it's Jose, but then my two name, my letter is JR. Yeah.
Oh, man, that's too complicated, bro.
Dude, here you are. JR, I got you. Are you the one JR28? Is that what Beto just said?
There's another one.
No, I just made a tweet about you making fun of Lua on the dial tone. I just tweeted that like maybe like 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. Nobody else really caught that.
I caught that, but we, you know, it's a sensitive subject.
I know,
Lee,
but it was funny in the time. I mean, it was quick-witted. Yeah, it was very, my brain was really on it.
Super quick.
Mm. Hey, the one JR28, right?
Yes, that's me, exactly.
Hey, Cap, follow him back. Come on.
The one JR28?
Follow him, Cap. Come on.
Yeah.
The one JR28?
Yeah, he makes fun of Sleewell. Follow him.
Follow. I got you. I'm giving you a follow right now, dude. I'm following you.
Hey, let's go. I like that.
I'm following you on Twitter, dog.
And I got a follow from Cap. Let's go.
There
How
it
about
is.
That? Let's go.
Es viernes, el cuerpo lo sabe. You're ready to go.
Si. Jose, we will see you, probably your lady, and a guest from the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust.
Sell the ticket, bro. Sell
June 24th, the Mandy's, dude. Hey, Jose.
Guys.
Jose, have you been voting on who's going to win the Mandy Awards?
You know what? That's a sensitive subject because I'm a big Mason Ireland fan. So,
and you can't
I have been voting. But
oh,
I mean,
he's
been
voting,
voting
for Jorge.
But wait, you won tickets on our show now, so.
Ooh, see.
No, hey, there's no time to turn around that vote.
Hey,
yeah,
you do whatever you want, bro. You do whatever you want. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to peer pressure. Don't listen to peer pressure.
No, they're right, though. I did win on this show. I was trying on last show. I didn't get it, so maybe that's a sign that I should.
Exactly.
See, there you go. They don't like you.
That is the universe. That is the universe speaking to you, Jose.
You're on our circle of trust.
Right. That is the universe telling you.
There's no Reddit for you. Hey, so because you won here, I'm going to the bar with my friends tonight. Will you Venmo me?
Venmo, $60.
There it is.
All right, Jose, congratulations.
Yeah, you're going to get me right. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
You appreciate
cool,
you, dog.
Man. Glad he won.
Jose Rivera from Reseda. He will be there at the sold out Mandy's on June 24th, and I need about 12 tickets. So whoever in management is handling this thing,
they're not listening.
I need like 12. Like 12.
Damn,
I roll them with my peeps.
It's Friday. There's nobody
Friday,
here.
You
oh, yeah.
Know?
They're not here. All right, let me ask you guys a question, please, because I need a little bit of help here.
Oh.
We talked about
otra
this
vez?
Yesterday.
No,
otra
no,
vez?
I'm scared of this. We have been going so well. I'm scared of this.
No, this one is more general, okay?
All right, let's go, Kev.
So I was telling you the story yesterday about the guy and the Mother's Day thing, the whole thing, right? But I have not done anything yet for Mother's Day myself. So I've got a girlfriend. She got kids. I know these two kids aren't going to plan anything or do anything. So now I got to take a little bit of responsibility and help out. My kids are going to be with their mom on Mother's Day. So does anybody here have any good, creative Mother's Day gift ideas? And when I say gift, it doesn't have to be like a physical thing that you went and bought. Maybe it's an experience, or I'm looking for something creative. Who got something?
It's Friday before Mother's Day, Cap.
Well, I'm a procrastinator.
I know, but like...
No, you're good. It's only Friday. You got... Procrastinating would be Sunday morning. You're good.
I mean, yeah. I get my mom the same thing every year, but she loves it. I get her a hanging basket. Like a really nice hanging basket of flowers, and she puts it in her garden, and it gets all big and bloomed and pretty looking. But I get her one every year, and she loves it. That's what she asks for every year. So,
okay.
I mean, flowers, but they're not just like flowers you're going to throw away in a couple days.
All right. Okay.
So that's
this
an
is
option.
A plant.
Yes.
More. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The gift of life.
Well,
if
also,
you will.
What do you normally do? We got to figure this out. Are you like the extravagant gift guy? Because if you are, then you got to keep that up.
Yeah. Well, I feel like on Sunday morning, it's Mother's Day. I remember one time my daughter went to school and the teacher asked her, she said, what does your mother want for Mother's Day? And my daughter told her that her mother wants one day of peace and quiet. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be a real, you know, gift. You don't have to buy it. You know, it could just maybe it's she doesn't want to be around kids on Sunday. Maybe you got to take her away from the kids a little bit.
Yeah, but the kids are old now, right? So
I mean, she got teenage boys. I mean, what should I be doing? I mean, does anybody? I mean, Laura, what are you doing for your mom? Anything?
All right. So here's the thing, Kat. My mom gets two Mother's Days because it's like
Mexican
the regular
Mother's
and then
Day.
Mexican Mother's Day
on the 10th.
Right. So Sunday, my brother's handling that, and then I'm taking her out on Mexican Mother's Day and handling that one. So I don't know what my brother's doing.
All right.
I'm
so that's
out.
On him.
Yeah, that's we have to split it, man. And then her birthday's at the end of the month, so we got to split this up.
Yeah, I'm a terrible gift person because I don't pay attention, and I won't apologize for it. My mom is different because she's 80 and she doesn't like any of the kids, so she tells us don't get me anything. You don't get my mom flowers because she's told us. And my mom is like 5'2", and I'm still scared of her.
Mm-hmm.
And for my entire life is don't bring me flowers. I'm not dead. So, like. You know, every stereotype about the Mexican mom, that's my mom.
So I have a question, though, Cap. So because kind of like to what Beto was saying, what kind of gifter you are, what does Rachel really want? Because, like, his mom doesn't like flowers, or my mom's like, don't get me anything. You don't have to buy me anything.
No, my mom's legit. Don't get me anything.
No, I know. But, like, my mom is like that, but she's not. Like, I know her enough that I know she wants something. So it's like you got to also know that. Does she want something? Does she not want anything?
Well, you know what she wanted to do? I mean, mm-hmm. if I'm going to be really honest to her about it.
What is it?
She was like, why don't you and I take my sons to a baseball game on Sunday?
No, that's not how this works. Your kids, her or her kids, take her to a baseball game. You don't take her and her kids. This is just my opinion. Man. I don't think that.
I am not involved.
I don't think that, like, okay, you and I don't have kids together. You both have kids. But, like, let her kids do that. Like, I think her kids should be doing something like that for her. I don't think that you should be doing something. Like, yeah, I understand if you had, you know, children together, you and Rachel. But I personally don't think that you need to stress about doing something for Rachel for Mother's Day.
Well,
it's a nice gesture, but, you know, you don't need to.
I feel like I need to help her sons understand that they need to do something for their mom.
How old are those kids?
That's different.
How old are they?
18 and 15.
Oh, come on.
No, they're on their own, man. They're on their own.
But they're boys. They're like walking in the walls, these guys. Really?
Man, if they could do a TikTok, they could buy some
flowers.
Yeah,
if they really cared, they'd be like, you know what, Mom, what do you want for Mother's Day? And then she would tell them, and then they would do it.
It's not like they got to draw a little card.
You're doing too much for them, Cap.
So let me understand this. Are you telling me my only responsibility then on Mother's Day is to my mother, not to my girlfriend who is a mother to two children?
Yes, that's what I think. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying you can't do anything for Rachel. I just don't think that it's required.
Well, I was feeling really guilty because.
No. So which game are you going
well,
to?
Well, let me tell you what the story is, Beto. Beto, you ready for this? So why don't we take these guys to a baseball game?
He already bought the tickets.
No, probably. Wait. No. You guys are going to love this. Why don't we take these guys to a baseball game on Mother's Day? It'd be a very nice day, right? And here's me thinking to myself, oh, no.
Does she like baseball?
No, it's not even that she likes baseball.
Then why
go
there?
Well, because it's probably like, hey, my sons would like it. It would put all of us together.
No, it's her day. You drop her off at the spa, man. Yes. You do something. You give her some kind of gift. Look, Cap.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Mom, don't leave, right? They want a piece of quiet. Here's some donuts, breakfast in bed, something like that, man. She don't want to go to a baseball game and sit there if she don't like it.
My dad and my uncle used to give my grandma like $100 each or whatever and drop her off at the casino for the day.
Hey, yeah. Lovely.
She loved it.
Lovely. That's you good. Pamper the mom, bro.
Cap, do you get along with her boys?
Yeah, but I didn't want to go to the baseball game. You want to know why?
Well, she probably doesn't either. You just
like it. It was her idea of, hey, what if we go to the baseball game with my guys? Because then it would be like, hey, it's something that'll be fun and everybody will be doing something and we'll be out and about and the kids won't be in their room playing video games. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think the baseball game's a good idea. She's like, why not? And I'm like, because my kids are going to the baseball game with their mom and I don't want to take the chance of running into them because it's mostly like if I ran into my kids and my ex at a baseball game, I'd feel so guilty that I am not with my kids at a baseball game. I'm with her and her kids at a baseball game. So I'm like, bad idea. Baseball game, bad idea.
No, that reminds me of the comedian Felipe Esparza has a bit about that where he's at the mall with his stepson and his real kids see him and they're like, hey, you should have behaved.
Yeah, man. That's funny.
All right. Hey, listen, coming up next, time for a game of Big Deal or No Deal. And one more time, congratulations to Jose Rivera from Reseda, who just won himself two tickets to the Mandy's on June 24th. Keep listening because we're going to continue to give away tickets to what is a completely sold out, standing room only, toughest ticket in town to get. We've got a few left, and we're going to be giving them out, so make sure you're always tuning in. Big Deal or No Deal next. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Well, Sedano's in Miami. Or is he in Philly? I don't know where
he's
the game
Philly.
Is. Yep.
Philly working sidelines wearing black, looking smooth, baby.
He's
looking
on
smooth.
Right now. I just saw him talking to Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him earlier talking to Spoelstra. Philadelphia is beating Miami right now, 89-76. There's 3 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the fourth, at least. I think I may be a few seconds behind you guys. But for all the talk in Philly come back, now that Joel Embiid is back in this game, Philly's got a commanding lead at this moment. George is going to be very unhappy.
Why?
He's a big Heat fan.
He don't care, man.
Oh, he does. You should see the way that
we... Not when he's getting paid to work the sidelines. He's all right.
We lose Sedano. Any night that there's like a Heat game, he's always like got one eye on the TV.
Well, yeah, he's always watching it, but there's no way.
He's a Heat fan.
No, he's rooting for his guys, Spoelstra.
You know what he's doing?
Miles.
He's like, I want a finals in Miami so I can go.
Yes, exactly. That's what
all the more to the point. And by the way, the fact that he's there right now is all LeBron's fault.
All right, well, we can get into that later because I got some Big Deal or No Deal for you guys.
All right, here we go. Let's do it.
So for the first time ever, a UFC champion lost his belt on the scale.
Yeah.
UFC lightweight belt holder Charles Oliveira missed weight for his title defense at UFC 274 today. During weigh-ins, he tipped the scales at 155.5 pounds in the 155-pound division. So Oliveira was given 1 hour to lower his weight after he was over by a half a pound, but he couldn't lose the extra half pound.
Wow.
So he's been stripped of the title, and only Justin Gaethje will be eligible to win the championship on Saturday night. Is this a big deal or no deal? I'm going to start with Beto on this one.
It is a big deal because he will not be able to defend it, and if he does win, the title will be vacant. Now, I know people might be saying, it's only half a pound. How hard is that? because he had nothing left to lose. You can't go to the bathroom because there's no fluid left in him. And if you see the pictures, he is so drained. He has zombie eyes. And the cut that he made just to get to that level must have been super intense. And when you can't lose that 0.5, if you just stand outside and in the heat, you'll sweat it out. That means there was no fluid left in him. So he gets, and not only does he lose the belt, he gets fined for that too. So he'll lose some money.
Yeah, I'm also going to say it's a big deal. And I'm going to look at it from the perspective of, man, you've been training for all these months. You've got this belt. You've put in all this effort. You've had a lot of weight to lose, and your body just doesn't want to cooperate. Yeah. And Beto, you're saying it exactly right. I mean, there's no liquid inside of him for him to get out. He can't go sit in a sauna or a steam room and just try and sweat out that last half a pound. He can't go hit the road and run and get – there's nothing left.
Yep. His body is shutting down, and it's going to be very interesting to see how he recovers and rehydrates and he comes in tomorrow, because one thing when you do that, and I've been around the sport a lot, you see guys drain themselves, and if they don't make the weight just to get to that, they're so weak that they don't have the legs for the following day.
So question about that, Beto. So a half a pound is a lot, respectively, right? Like, as far as not coming in at weight. Do you think that, so if he wins, the title is going to be vacant?
It is vacant, yeah.
So do you think that he really is going to even, like, care or try that much? Because, I mean, if he loses, he drops the belt, but, like, he's just going to get a rematch.
Yeah, now, he did try, though, because he had the half a pound. It's when guys come in 3 pounds over or four, that's when they have that attitude of, like, whatever, I'll pay the fines, I'll just go fight, it doesn't matter. But no, yeah, it's he tried his best from what it looks like, because to get that close, that means he starved himself this morning. Sometimes guys wake up, and I've heard it, where they're 2 pounds over, and they're like, you know what, forget it. I don't want to drain myself anymore. I'll pay the fines, I'll lose the belt, but I want to feel fresh on fight night. It's, from all intents and purposes, it sounds like he actually tried his best to make
it. Isn't it weird, though, that he can fight? So it's not like the fight is called off.
No, he's going to fight.
Yeah, right. That's how it always goes.
Yeah, but pay the fines.
It's just such a strange thing that he couldn't make it. He still fights, but the only thing that can happen is he could lose it because it's vacant.
Well, he already lost it, so he can't win it. So he's fighting, and what he has to do, if you're a fighter like that, you know, they give you the fight of the night bonuses. Maybe that's something that he can win there. But also, if he wins, you know, the bragging rights, too. I mean, these guys are very prideful. They want to make sure that they let you know they won.
Wow, man. I wonder if he's going to have anything when he – I mean, listen, he'll probably put on 20 pounds, 12, 15, probably. 20 pounds of water.
The electrolytes immediately after you step off the scale. You see when the weigh-ins, they give him something to drink immediately.
But I wonder what he's got. I wonder if he's got the energy.
I was going to say, I've seen it happen where the challenger has not made weight and they're not able to win, but I've never seen
– because the challengers, a lot of times, they know, like, hey, you know what? I'm here to lose anyways. I ain't going to – I'll pay
they're
my
fine. They're trying to get paid.
Yep.
All right, next one. So the Cleveland Guardians, Cleveland alert, and their third baseman, Jose Ramirez, agreed to terms on a 7-year, $141 million contract extension earlier this year. That's a big contract, but the 3-time All-Star and Silver Slugger left millions on the table. So Alden Gonzalez did this in-depth piece on Jose Ramirez for ESPN.com yesterday. And Ramirez's agent told Alden Gonzalez that he and many others tried to talk Jose Ramirez out of agreeing to the contract extension with the Guardians. He said, quote, they told him that they can't afford what he's worth, and he told him that he didn't care. He wanted to stay in Cleveland and make it work.
I wonder why.
Well, Ramirez told his agent, quote, I'm happier with $150 million in Cleveland than $200 million somewhere else.
Wow.
And his 7-year contract includes a full no trade clause. So I think a lot of people in baseball, too, were kind of side-eyeing this deal. Like, what kind of precedent does this set for other guys that are up for contract extensions? Mm-hmm. So is what Jose Ramirez did a big deal or no deal, Cap?
I'm going to say it's a big deal for this reason. When baseball players don't make the money that the market says they could make, then they potentially hurt the next guys who are going to sign. So I'll just give you an example. I remember when Adrian Gonzalez, who was a young player at the time, this is long before he played for the Dodgers, when Adrian Gonzalez played for the San Diego Padres, I remember asking him, I'm like, Adrian, well, aren't you going to take the hometown discount and stay and play for your hometown team? And he's like, nope. And I'm like, well, why not? And he said, because if I do that, then I'm screwing over all the guys that are going to come from behind now.
Exactly.
The whole next generation of guys that are going to go, well, Adrian only took $120 million when he should have made $180 million, and that screwed us over. So, yeah, I think this is kind of a big deal.
I agree with Cap. It is a big deal, and not necessarily because you're screwing up the other players, because why do you want to help billionaires? They can afford the extra $50 million. You as a player only have one chance to cash in on that big, big paycheck. And I get it. You know, the peace of mind, how you feel, it's the right fit for you. It's the right fit for you right now. What about in 3 years and they have a fire sale? What about in 5 years and you still haven't gone to the playoffs? Are you still going to feel the exact same way? Probably not. And next, you know, it's $50 million you left on the table. Once again, it's not my decision. It's not my money. But I'm never about helping the billionaires save some bucks, because if that was the case, why do I got to pay $25 micheladas? Why is parking $30? So no way, because they can afford it. I'm going to go and take it, because you only have one chance as an athlete to cash in your peak years.
I feel
knock on Cleveland, by the way. I mean, I actually kind of, there's part of me that says, wow, this guy's committed to this organization, committed to this city, and that's kind of admirable.
It's crazy that he's committed to the organization.
Are they committed to him?
The front office is, they're fine, but it's the ownership that's terrible in Cleveland. Uh-huh. But I've noticed there's been a few guys that have done this. I'm trying to think. There was, I had texted Bergman about
there's
this.
There's guys that are leaving money on the table, or they're leaving another year, but they're not leaving $50 million.
Sure. But
you might leave 10.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, like, okay, so he's been with the Indians since he was 17, and he was in the Dominican League. Yep. And that's all he knows is Cleveland. That's the organization that drafted him.
Be loyal to yourself and your family. Don't ever be loyal to the front of the jersey.
But that's all he knows, and
that's
he feels
Dog
safe.
I'm like, oh, this is not, like, no, they don't care about you.
No, they don't.
No billionaire organization worries about their fans. They worry about the product and getting the TV money. That's what matters to them. And I know I'm sounding like that cynical guy.
You are.
But it's true. But well, then, you know what? Don't charge me $30 for parking.
No, you're right, though. But listen, you are sounding cynical. And at the same time, you've made a lot of really great points.
The thing is, the Indians had to, and I still call them the Indians, sorry. But they had to sign him to an extension, because if they didn't, they already have all kinds of problems. They didn't even sell on opening day.
And when they give me that whole, sign you to this, we can't sign the other guy.
Right.
That's a you problem, bro.
That's your problem, not my problem.
Yeah, I got really, really good.
It's your
guy's
business.
Guy's making $20 million a year. He's fine now.
Yeah. All right, last one here. So Antonio Brown does not seem to be a very big fan of former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Brown appeared on the Cigar Talk podcast this week and seemingly questioned Kaepernick's motives as an activist and suggested that there's little sympathy for him among players around the league. Brown said, quote, "They gave him the money and they gave him his commercial. They gave him the documentary. He took a deal. We don't feel sorry for you. You took the deal. Get the bleep out of here, Kaepernick. You got Nike, man, bleep you." So Brown also said that he thinks Kaepernick, quote, "doesn't want to play football anymore." And he said that even if he still did, he called his skill set trash. Mm. Is what Antonio Brown said about Kaepernick specifically a big deal or no deal, Beto?
Not a big deal, because Antonio Brown, what he says, you take it with a grain of salt now, right? Because of his actions, the way he's been behaving, the way he said it, he's always going after it. I mean, if you saw the way that he was on Hard Knocks when he was with the Raiders, right? You know, the way that he had in Pittsburgh, and it's easy to go and just say, okay, Kaepernick is this, because you know that if you say something about Kaepernick, it's going to get picked up by all the news outlets, and he's doing it, man. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm also going to say no deal. I was, I didn't know where you were going to go, Beto. No deal for me. You know, I watched this video on this Cigar Talk podcast, which, you know, I don't know the Cigar Talk podcast, and I don't really like cigar smoke, so that's neither here nor there. But I had to make a piece of commentary there, you know, Beto, about cigar smoke. You like cigars, don't you?
I'm a big cigar guy.
I like cigars. I like the smell of them. I don't smoke
can't
them.
Stand the
well,
smell
then don't stand around people who smoke.
Yeah, I listen, I don't complain about it, especially when I'm outside, because I understand people have the right to smoke it. I just personally don't like the smell of cigar smoke.
Cigar smoke is good, man.
It's nice. I like a different smell of a different smoke, but that's not.
I don't.
There.
Yeah. So I can't stand that smell.
Well, I watched this podcast and I watched this video, and the thing about Antonio Brown is, it's like when you say "we," who's "we"? Because I hear you, but I don't know who "we" is. Now, if that is an opinion that is very popular amongst whoever "we" is, well, that's kind of interesting to me. Because I thought Colin Kaepernick was a very sympathetic figure, particularly as the world has changed, ebbed and flowed over the last few years. I hear what Antonio Brown is saying. Hey, Colin Kaepernick's made a lot of money. Documentaries, Nike deals, television commercials. He's made a lot of money not playing football. I mean, I can see that. But who's we that Antonio Brown represents when he rips Colin Kaepernick? Just curious.
Yeah, good point.
That's kind of why I brought it up, because it's like, do other people feel this way? I mean, I did see a couple like blue check marks retweeting and like commenting on this. Like, he's not wrong.
There's people.
Like, he's not wrong.
There's that side.
There's a player or two, or I don't know. Like, it's just, you know, I'm sure even if players do feel that way, who knows if they're going to come out and say it. But yeah, it makes me curious to know if other people feel that way.
Just watching our boy Sedano here interview Joel Embiid after the Sixers beat the Heat. Way to go, Georgie.
Yeah, looking strong. Black tie, white shirt, power. That's in Philly. Philly, you got to go power. Dark colors. You can't go with the pastels in Philly.
They get after look you. At him. Let me analyze his outfit here. You're about 7 seconds ahead of me. I'm gonna analyze this outfit as well.
It's simple. It's a black
coat. Joel, stop talking. I need to see Sedano.
Black coat, white shirt, black tie.
Oh, very sharp. Very, very sharp and clean.
Clean and classic, yep.
Very clean.
Sharp-dressed man.
I like the white pocket square.
Yep, very nice.
Looking good, Georgie. Looking good, buddy. Yep. And that skin. You say no Botox. I'm not sure. It's so tight.
There's no Botox on George, man. We've had this conversation.
You are, like, fixated on this whole
Sedano Botox
thing. Well,
Cap is the guy that knows. Cap is all Botox, right?
I mean, now that I'm looking at his forehead, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are some wrinkles.
He's some wrinkles on him, yeah, because we've had this conversation. Because I told him, hey, man, clean it up. Get a little lemons on you. But he don't need to.
But time out. Even if he did do Botox, like, who cares?
Let him. I'm all for it. But the thing is, like, Sedano has that olive skin, the Cubano. He doesn't drink much, right?
He doesn't smoke. He drinks a lot of wine.
Yeah, but the wine's good for the heart, baby. Oh. He doesn't smoke, and he doesn't drink, like, soft drinks. So he's good, and he's that guy who lathers on a bunch of sunscreen, too. He wears his hat all the time. I've seen him. I've traveled with him, and it's like, all right, George, you make sure you stay out of the sun.
Oh, he's looking good.
He did. I told him he should never leave the house without sunscreen. He's like, I wear it when I need it. And I was like, no. At this age, and especially living in California.
I got a good brand called Goop I use.
Yeah, Goop. That's good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff.
Moisturizer with sunscreen every day.
I use a brand called Koola, COOLA.
I like
that,
too. Yes.
Yeah. Friend of mine's company. That's why I use it.
Shocker.
Yeah,
so
get a 75% discount.
Hey, since you're doing all these favors, Cap, hook me up with some of the Koola
stuff. Yeah, can we get some of that?
You want me to get you hooked up?
I buy Koola. It's expensive.
Dude,
it's
very expensive. I got a promo code for 75% off.
No, I can't promo code Nikita. Get us a free box. We need free stuff.
I mean, I'm a female. I can, you know, do some influencer-type posts.
No, forget that. You're Cap's boss. They should be hooking you up. Cap.
Yeah.
Hook me up, Cap, yeah.
We all need a couple boxes here. Make it happen.
All right, I'll work on it.
Why not?
I'm on it. Trust me.
I mean, you know us.
I know you. Right.
You
guys are asking for a favor.
Yeah.
I like to do favors for people, but I really like to do favors for people that I know and I like. You guys are getting some sunscreen.
Yeah, and we're not buying either. Free.
No, it's all free.
That's
for you, it's all free.
That's the way to do it. If it's free, it's me. Give me three.
It's free.
That's the way to do it, Cap.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Let's go.
All right, final segment coming up. That was Big Deal or No Deal. Beto has been in the last 2 days for Sedano, crushing it. Lindsay's here. Laura's here. Final segment going into the weekend. Let's all wrap it up together. And I'm telling you right now, free flow. Got nothing for you in the last segment. It's like final thoughts of the week.
No,
I want to hear what you think. Final thought of the week. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want raw. Here we go. Final thought of the week next on Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
It's a jam right here.
Yes, sir.
No matter the year. It's a good Friday mix right here. Oh. Doing it.
I remember when she dropped this song.
Who is this?
Katy Perry.
All right. I'm not good with like.
So she dropped this song and then they did a remix with Snoop, right? Because they were trying to compete with Alicia Keys and Jay-Z's New York song. What is it? Run This Town.
Empire State of Mind.
You don't know that? You don't know the name of that song? Really?
Not.
Oh, my God, Laura. How could you
not know
the
Laura?
Name of the song?
Come on.
See? Oh, my God. The hip-hop queen. How do you not know
I've never said I was that, but
come on,
yes,
man. How do you not know the name of that
song?
How do you not know the song in English? Come on.
Disculpame. Perdón. Se me fue la mente. But she came into the station. She was like the sweetest person ever.
That's
She's
cool.
Super nice.
Katy Perry?
Yeah. Super, super sweet. Super nice girl.
Yeah. Hey, our boy Sedano, I guess, is doing well. I just saw a tweet from a radio man. John Kincaid, been around radio for a while, tweets, textbook sideline reporter interview by Sedano. quick questions, doesn't make statements, lets the subject be the star, doesn't get in the way. So good for Sedano. We didn't hear it,
George.
But yeah, good to see our guy doing it, man. Doing it.
That's the worst when they have that quick little after the game interview.
It's the worst.
And you have those reporters who ask a question that's like 2 minutes
long.
Oh
my gosh.
Like, just stop talking.
And then at the end, it's like, how do you feel?
Yeah. And then they're just like, yes, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah. What adjustments are you planning to make?
Yeah, exactly. Just ask the damn question.
Yeah.
Man, what are you up to, Cap?
Well, I'm thinking about this weekend, Beto, and we've talked about how many things are going on in the world of sports this weekend.
Go Kings, go.
And yeah, so between NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball games, Kentucky Derby, Canelo fight, UFC 274, and F1 on Sunday.
And LAFC tomorrow here on the station.
Hey, how about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all this stuff is going on this weekend, and I will tell you, I think besides the Canelo fight and the Derby, the one thing I'm probably most looking forward to this weekend is the series, or I guess in this case, really the season finale of Winning Time on Sunday night.
Now, oh, better I'm not even thinking that. I'm trying to get through tonight, man.
No, dude, I'm thinking about Sunday night, Winning Time, final episode.
It's final episode? All right.
Yeah. You caught up to speed on it?
Yeah, I know what's going on.
You liking it?
Yeah. I mean, I read the book, so I know what's up. And it's like, you know, they have the liberties with it, so you know what's going on. It's cool. I mean, to an extent, it's there, but it's interesting the way the story arc of where it's going. So we'll see. Good casting, you know. I like it. But yeah, I'll probably watch it on probably next week or something like that.
I think Jerry West is listening to the show right now. And he's like,
no,
yeah,
he's
me
not.
Too. Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
No, he is, as a matter of fact, 100% no. He is.
Like just the scene last week where they had the vote, you know, where Kareem's like, oh, I had the final vote. It was never a vote.
No, there was never a vote.
Yeah.
That never happened.
Never happened. Yeah, I heard you telling the story. Was it your boy Brad Holland?
Yep, Brad Holland.
Yeah, I worked a couple of USD games with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Super
and
nice.
He was drafted number 14 overall the same year that Magic was number one.
Yeah.
And I called him. I said, hey, Brad, you watching Winning Time? He goes, yeah, I'm loving it. It's hilarious. Great show. I'm like, oh, glad you like it. I'm like, hey, can we talk about that on my podcast? He's like, yeah, for sure. So he comes on, and he winds up telling the story that when the scene in Winning Time where he goes to Spencer Haywood and says, hey, here's your tape and your scissors.
Yeah.
Here you go. What really happened in real life was Haywood said to him after the game, hey, give me your scissors. And Brad looked at him and said, please? And Spencer got so upset that Brad would ask him to say please that the two of them got in each other's faces and Kareem had to actually come and separate them. And it was that event in the locker room after the game that is what inspired the Lakers to say, get him out of here. We don't want him around anymore.
Yeah, it's all
not
kinds of
the
stuff.
Team voting.
A lot of good stuff. A lot of good series. Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on this weekend, man. I'm trying to figure out, what are you going to do tonight?
Tonight? My son is flying in from college. I'm picking him up at the airport. So before I do that, I'm going to go down and see a couple of innings of the Padres versus the Marlins because I'm down here in San Diego this weekend.
All right.
And so I'm going to go see that. Then I'm going to go pick up my kid from the airport. And I got a whole weekend planned, man. I'm going to go to a Kentucky Derby party tomorrow.
Nice.
And then I've convinced a friend that we should have an after party at his house and he should have the Canelo fight, which I mean, that was kind of your idea.
Yeah. I mean, you always convince other people to have the party at their house.
Do it at somebody else's house where they
pay
for it.
Exactly. Right? I'm trying to debate. So tomorrow, Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, is at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, nice.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
You know, Debbie Deb, lookout weekend.
Oh, dude,
he's
love
performing
Debbie Deb.
Right now, but tomorrow's the big, big one. So I can go, but I also want to see the Canelo fight. Because I know
you want to pick up your tickets this way? I want to go.
They're not tickets. They're passes. Don't trip.
Oh, perdón.
Don't trip.
Sorry.
On, watch it on your phone, Beto.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I know, but it's still better. You know, you multitask. Yeah,
I mean, I can watch it later, but it's like,
no, you want to watch it live and see all the Twitter reactions.
I don't even get involved with boxing Twitter. You talk about toxic people. Boxing Twitter, man.
I just love watching everyone's reaction. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, so I might go to Dodger Stadium tomorrow with Fluffy. Got to go early. They're having a whole Fluffy festival. There, like, so it's right now, Dodger Stadium, they're going.
Hey, what time is he performing tomorrow?
I think it's seven.
Yeah. Damn, that early?
Yeah.
Most of them are.
Well, they're 2 hours. It's a 2-hour show.
Yeah.
Really? Who's he got? He must have some people opening up.
Well, my guy, Martin Moreno. Martin. is hosting it for them. So, but it's Fluffy's gonna do an hour because they're doing an hour show for Netflix. So, but they're having like the Fluffy Fest at Dodger Stadium. Like, you can buy his Funko. There's all kinds of different things out there. That's not a promotion for it. I'm thinking of doing that tomorrow. So my son likes them. So we'll see what's up. But then again, you know, weekend, you know this, kids, AAU basketball, club soccer tomorrow, driving all over the place.
God, man. I'm so jealous, man. The best days, man. I drove. I'm telling you, Beto.
Oh, I know.
I spent from the time my daughter was probably in like seventh grade all the way through her senior year of high school, I spent every weekend up and down the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
Because the soccer league that she played in, the home games or the league were, the teams were Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. She
Phoenix,
was ECNL, huh?
Yeah. LA.
Oh, she was
San Diego.
Time.
Yeah. So every weekend.
Awesome.
We were on the road together, and my son before that.
I'll see you at Norco Estate Cup, right?
Oh, dude, I love Norco. I've spent many, many, many weekends on those fields in Norco.
Have you ever
added
up how much money you spent in club sports?
I haven't, but that's exactly what I was trying to say to you earlier about saying to my kids, hey, you come home from college, you got to start earning a little bit of money.
Yeah, but he got the scholarship, and it paid off.
But when I think about all the money that I've spent on club soccer and
club
baseball.
Worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what are you drinking, though? When you go to the games, what do you drink?
What do you mean?
When you're watching your kids play, what are you drinking?
Water.
Psh, I'm doing it wrong, bro.
What do you drink?
Huh? Tequila and squirt.
Really?
Heck yeah.
What are you, like a soccer mom?
Dude, I'm not coaching. I'm drinking.
I know the moms are drinking. The guy, I drink water. I'm hydration man.
Man. Just get Botox. You don't need hydration. I am hydrating, man. Tequila mandala. That's what I'm doing, baby. That's what I'm doing tonight. Hey, I'm going to text you later. We need you to Venmo us $100 for tonight, all right? Let's go, Cap. Bet the gray horse tomorrow. Bet the roan.
Lindsay, baseball. Amazing day.
I'm going to the 60.
Amazing week. Laura, fantastic job. Beto, having you these last 2 days. Amazing. Love it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe out there. We're back on the air on Monday. Peace out.